May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Amen. Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, we are reflecting on the readings for the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. First reading will be taken from the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 to 5 and verse 10. Our psalm for today is Psalm 25. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 7, verses 29 to 31. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is the urgency of repentance. In today's readings, my brother, my sister, there is a sense of urgency about our faith and salvation in Christ Jesus. In today's first reading, the Lord tells the Ninevites, through the prophet Jonah, only 40 days more and Nineveh will be destroyed. In the second reading of today, he says, through St. Paul, our time is growing short. I say this because the world as we know it is passing away. And in today's gospel, according to St. Mark, he says, the kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent and believe the good news. Although, my brothers, my sisters, it is evident that this sense of urgency or immediacy is about the experiences of the people of Nineveh and the first century Christians, its message of repentance, faith in the good news, and call to enter God's kingdom is for us today. Pope Leo the Great once said that the Lord's acts and messages of repentance are known from the history of his past actions and the effectiveness of what he accomplishes in our lives today. Thus, it is right or proper to say, our days in this world have been numbered. Hence, we must never forget that life is short and our guarantee for unending happiness is found only in God's kingdom through the pathway of our Lord Jesus Christ, which demands an acceptance of metanoia, that is, a new way of thinking and doing things, a change of heart and conduct, and a transformation of visions. In other words, if we desire a transformation of life, there must be a break from our old life, a total repentance from sin, a rejection of the evils of men, their characters of division, and condemnation of their longing for chaos, tension, and conflict. Thus, in the words of St. John Paul II, we must be willing to change our historical condition of hatred and violence into a civilization of love, and to offer to everyone the evangelical and sacramental principles of God's mercy and reconciliation. Yes, my brother, my sister, God has reconciled us to himself in Christ Jesus, and as he did to the Ninevites and to his chosen people, he has given us gospels of good news, and he teaches us through the church how to make our lives better and pleasing to him. Thus, our task is to always turn to Christ and to draw from Him the grace to sincerely convert and to follow through with actions for the good of our families and communities. Even if we fail, we must never stop trying to live under the rules of God's kingdom. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us and help us to remain under God's kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.